40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump is now in New York for his expected arraignment on criminal charges tomorrow. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Former President Trump departed from here at Palm Beach International Airport around 1 p.m. to New York City. Cheering supporters lined the route from Trump's Florida state to the airport. Some even stood at the airport fence hoping to see Trump board his private plane.
The indictment is under seal. Security is a concern, and the NYPD is out in full force. And CBS's Jeff Begay's reports federal and state law enforcement are at the ready.
Investigators from the FBI, NYPD, and Secret Service are combing through social media for any possible plot similar to the January 6th attack. They are seeing calls for violence directed at government officials, including Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, whose security was recently increased.
On a day when they're usually raising hands, Nashville students raise their voices at a state capitol rally.
Stop gun violence. We will not be silenced.
They're demanding action on gun control legislation after the deadly mass shooting at a Christian elementary school 1 week ago. McDonald's corporate employees are reportedly working from home. The Wall Street Journal reports it got hold of an internal McDonald's email to its workers saying that the offices will be closed through Wednesday so layoff news can be delivered virtually. CBS's Jason Brooks.
McDonald's delivered stronger than expected fourth quarter earnings with sales topping $5.9 billion. But management warned that inflationary pressures would impact its profit margins.
The Biden administration says it's working to secure the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, who was captured in Russia late last week and charged with spying. CBS's Holly Williams.
Piotr Sauer is a close friend of Gerskovich and a fellow journalist.
Is it possible that he's essentially being used as a hostage by the Russian government?
Yeah, this is, you know, just hostage taking. We don't know why they're doing it at this point, but we know that the spy charges are completely absurd.
Obesity rates have been on the rise for years in the U.S. military, but the pandemic only added to the problem. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
A recent study shows nearly 10,000 active Army soldiers are newly obese after restricted duty and limited exercise, raising concerns about America's fighting forces.
Community colleges are in trouble. Enrollment has fallen 37% since 2010, according to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, and nearly half of students drop out within a year. Some reasons, a lack of advising and difficulty figuring out financial aid. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Taunting your opponent in college sports. Part of the game or a classless move? 844-967-2789. I am here for the spotlight that women's basketball has had shown on it. And I am of the opinion that that viral moment from yesterday's championship game is only a good thing. But the internet has very mixed feelings about the LSU-Iowa game yesterday, and we're going to talk about it. But we also have an election tomorrow.
Big
so
one. Big one.
All eyes on us. At least all political eyes are on us. As I have a story of... you know, there might still be some people who don't know that we have an election tomorrow. So remember to text your friends, text your family, remind people to vote, remind people that there is an election, send people to myvote.wi.gov for information on what they need to bring if they need to register in person tomorrow at their polling location. But for those of us who live and breathe...
Are dialed in,
including the New York Times, which, again, Reed Epstein this morning wrote another piece with all eyes on us and what this means. And we have two big guests today that also are very excited to see tomorrow's results. At 12 p.m., we are talking to author Jeff Charlotte, who has been writing about... He's a journalist. He's an academic. He is an author. He wrote The Family back in 2008, which then was turned into a 5-part Netflix miniseries about
politics and religion.
Politics and religion, and a specific group and their influence over American politics. But his new book, The Undertow: Scenes from a Slow Civil War, he spent over a year talking and then another year writing about the conversations he has had with MAGA-aligned far-right conservative people in the Midwest, including Wisconsin.
Yes.
And how violent it is becoming. And so, but he as he tweeted out that he will also be on the show, that his book ends on Wisconsin and some hope that he found here. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him at 12 p.m. And then at 1 p.m., we proudly claim him. Bradley Whitford, actor, producer, activist, he is going to be here at 1 p.m. to talk about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, talk about acting, encourage everyone to get out and vote, because he's someone who I didn't realize, he's not just kind of like showed up in the last couple years. Like, he was here during Act 10. Like, he certainly does not forgotten about Wisconsin since becoming a three-time Emmy Award-winning actor.
Hasn't gone to his head.
Has not gone to his head. So we have a lot of conversation around the election today. Big show. But I just wanted to start with the controversy of women's basketball in the championship game yesterday. So, Jade, I'm assuming you did not watch the game.
I was not watching the game.
Did not watch the game. Despite being a staunch feminist. Still don't like sports ball enough to spend your Sunday afternoon
doing that. No.
Doing that. So, it was the championship game between LSU, so Louisiana, and Iowa. And LSU won, and they played great. So, there was some, you know, there was a, they played a great game. There was some conversation around the refs and the reffing was awful. But a big portion of this whole tournament has been the star, Caitlin Clark of Iowa. And she had a historic tournament run. She scored the most points in a single NCAA tournament, men or women's.
Wow.
I've seen countless TikToks already of people talking about her stats, her, she shoots threes from like, the hat, like the logo. And so, like, people have been comparing her to Steph Curry. Like, she has been the star darling of this tournament. And the tournament in general has been getting record ratings. Now, their ratings are still not as high as March Madness, but I think I saw one stat that they had one of the games got 2.5 million people watching, which was more than any NBA game this season so far.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's not the playoffs yet, but as far as the data is there that the increasing appreciation and viewership of women's sports and women's basketball is growing. And so for me, this controversy only helps that. And I'm here for it. So the controversy, let's back up. And I'm going to try to describe this as best I can. But you can quickly look up, because this is on Twitter, this is on TikTok. A lot of people have feelings about how one of the stars of LSU acted when it became very obvious that they were going to win.
Okay.
And LSU was up most of the game. There was a point in the third quarter because they went into halftime. I think I was down 17. They cut it to 9 at some point in the third quarter. But pretty much LSU had an unbelievable game where they could not miss. They were shooting like 65% from the field. It was quite crazy. And so Angel Reese is LSU's star forward. And this is a girl from Baltimore. I think she's like 6'2 or 6'3. She plays with her hair's basically down. I was just watching her. I was like, how does she play with her hair down like that? It's like when you watch NFL players play with that much hair. You're like, doesn't that get hot? She plays with fake eyelashes. She looks good. And she is dominant. She's constantly getting doubles. She's very, very good. And Caitlin Clark, as we just said, the star of Iowa. And at the end of the game, Angel kept doing this move, which is John Cena, the wrestler, has this move where he shakes his hand in front of his face.
Okay, what does that?
And it basically means, like, can't see me, I think. And it's like, I don't really get it, but
it's a diss.
It's a diss. It's like, you can't see me, you can't touch me, I think.
I'm magical.
Sure. And then she kept pointing to her ring finger because they obviously were going to get a ring because they won the championship. And she did it a fair amount. And to the point that Mike and I were watching the game and Mike was laughing. He's like, I don't think I've ever seen a woman athlete like taunt someone like that. And like, Mike wasn't alone. The entire internet started to blow up as far as this taunt. And was at a classless, being a poor winner, you know, and all of these different things, forgetting that Caitlin Clark had done the exact same move earlier in the tournament when they beat Louisville. And then in the South Carolina game to get to the championship, Caitlin Clark was done things where she wouldn't even guard her person on the three-point line because she was like daring her to shoot. So like Caitlin Clark, who is white and from Iowa, and as I said, has been the darling of this tournament, certainly was not without
well, it sounds like she's
trash talk.
It. Yeah, it sounds like she kind of started it.
I don't know if she didn't start it with LSU, but like as far as the narrative around the tournament, she was the star. And I think by the end of the game, you know, LSU kind of felt like they had stuck it to her. And so now the internet being the internet is talking about, oh, this was so classless on Angel's part and trying to say that she's too ghetto and too loud. And, you know, nice Caitlin Clark and her in her post-game interview was like, I didn't even see it, and just trying to be a good example and all this stuff, while not recognizing that Caitlin Clark also did the exact same move. But I don't care about any of it, because, like, we watch men do this all the time. Men's sports stars talk trash to each other all of the time. And if anything, this internet controversy and people talking about it means that they're talking about women's sports.
True.
And I think it's a good thing. And I read something this morning that I think is even a better thing to remember, is that these are two women who are basically the same age. They're both going to go to the WNBA. So they're going to spend their entire careers either playing with or against each other. They could end up playing on an Olympic team together. Like, this is a trajectory for them that this will continue to be a thing between them, for better or for worse. And there's a chance that they'll laugh about it 10 years from now, right? And so I think this is part of the game, and that anyone who's clutching their pearls too tightly because this is classless needs to get over it. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. I know you didn't watch the game, Jane, but as far as how I described it, where do you fall?
Well, okay. It sounds like a major overreaction on most people's parts, for one thing. I mean, it's not like they were shoving each other. There was no physical contact. I guess I've never played sports. I've never, you know, so I don't understand the need for taunting in sports, if that's part of the fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's you get in each other's heads, right? Like, I think that is, like, Larry Bird is like the king. If you ever hear anything about Larry Bird, he was like the king of trash talk.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the way it's part of the game, and I would say I never played at a competitive enough level to get there. But, you know, like, there was girls you didn't like, and
I'm sure
there's adrenaline, there is competitiveness. And then ultimately, I would end up playing with those girls on an AAU team or something like that, right? And so it's like when you play against each other, that animosity builds, because it has to, right? It's like you're there to beat this person. And then all of a sudden, you become teammates, and then you figure it out. But as far as the entertainment, as far as trying to get in each other's heads, is trying to, like, get one over on the other person, like, there is... Ultimately, there's also just testosterone there. And don't forget that women may not have as much, but they do have testosterone. And so there is a level of one-upsmanship that I think plays into it. And so I would love to hear from you, and not just about this case specifically, but in general, when it comes to women's sports, taunting, is it just part of the game and let girls play like boys? Or is it somehow classless because it's a woman? 844-967-2789. We'll keep talking about this after the break, but at the bottom of the hour, we will move on to the election. So how are you feeling about that? Nervous? Excited? Is your stomach in knots? We want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in a minute.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry, weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 39, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Sports go sports! I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are talking about the women's national championship game yesterday, but more specifically, how the game ended between LSU star Angel Reese taunting Iowa star Caitlin Clark with a John Cena can't see me face move, pointing to her ring finger, really rubbing it in that they were going to win. And the internet's reaction, very split, very split. Most athletes I've seen... I've seen Emmanuel Ocho, who is now like a motivational speaker, but was an NFL star, LeBron James. Like, there's a lot of athletes who were like, nah, man, this is part of the game.
This is just what it is.
This is part of the game. I think Emmanuel Ocho's line that he kept saying was, if you call for attention, you can't hang up, which I think is a great line. So it's like, you know, Caitlin Clark got put on a pedestal and well-deserved. I mean, she was an incredible... It was an incredible performance from her, and she's only a junior, so we get to watch it again next season. But she got the most attention in this tournament. And when you call for attention, you can't hang up. And I really like that line. But we still want to hear from you, because I think that there is a conversation around, because they're women, I think there is a conversation. Because like, the game itself was... basically a team of black girls versus a team of white girls. Like, it was very
obvious.
And I think there's conversations around class and race in the immediate reaction of calling Angel Reese classless. But I maintain that this much attention is good for the sport. This many people talking about the game, this many people talking about and knowing players by their name, like, all is a good thing to build on the momentum of specifically not only just watching these two teams next year, but watching these two players in their career, because this gives them a viral moment that people will look back and remember and talk about, right? Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. And so 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
From the 310, it's part of the game. We're just not used to seeing women in that role, but getting into people's heads while playing is part of the competition, all competition. Just ask your dad about guys making some kind of a comment to get in a guy's head right before a big putt when they're out on the golf course.
I'm guessing that came from Debbie Bry.
From the 310, you know that number. I don't.
And so between the reference to my dad and the 310 number, that would be. But no, I mean, I think that is the same thing. There is a mental aspect to the game. And, like, we don't know what was being said throughout the game.
True.
And how much they were barking at each other. And I said this to you, how much of it is part of the game, even of fans? I remember in 2021 with the Nets-Bucks series, and P.J. Tucker, who was at the time on the Bucks, and Kevin Durant, those two go back a long time. And Kevin Durant's mom, in one of the games, barking at P.J. Tucker and him saying something. I think he said back to her, he was like, I love you. And she just started laughing after she, I think she was like railing on him for a foul or something like that. And clearly there is a dynamic there that they can talk trash to each other. And this is his mom. This isn't even Kevin Durant, right? And, but there is a understanding and a camaraderie of that as part of the game. And so on the Facebook Live, we have one comment from Tony. I thought it was classless on both players, but I'm also the kind of person who hates it when I see it in football too, and they celebrate it now.
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think
you're entitled to that.
And I think if you think both, like if it's either, it either is nothing or everyone can do it, right? You can't pick and choose, even though Angels was maybe a little bit more
overt.
Yeah. I would say it's a, it was a little bit more overt by the end of the game than Caitlin's was in the Louisville game. Hers was like a little more, it was a little more subtle, but it was, she still did it, right?
Right, right.
And so I think in the reality is like, are you going to demonstrate, is there a different way that we are supposed to, like girls are supposed to behave on the court or the field or whatever they're playing versus what we watch in sports growing up, especially this, like a generation that is a lot younger than me, of how, who they've watched playing sports growing up, how they've played with each other. Like, I just think that is a silly thing to get so riled up about. And I think she did a really good job, she being Angel Reese, like, I think she did a good job
of handling it.
Yeah, not, she was unapologetic as far as how she felt about it. And my hat's off to both teams. I think this is awesome, the way that everyone's talking about it. I think I have yet to see the numbers of what the ratings were for yesterday's game. It was super fun to watch.
Got one more text I want to get to before we, okay, we have to go to break. From the 262, as a guy that played a lot of sports growing up, I'm still ultra competitive. I am totally comfortable with trash talk, whether it's female or male sports. I think this particular case of taunting is the LSU player perhaps being a bit jealous of all the coverage that Iowa star has gotten over the last couple of weeks.
And that could totally be it, right? Because they, you know, maybe they felt like they deserved more attention because they also were not a one seed in the way that LSU made it to the final game. And Caitlin has gotten a ton of outsized recognition. Attention. But I think this is all good. It's just to be in the conversation is a good thing for the sport. So, all right. Well, we are going to move on to our big game, our big political game.
It's tomorrow.
It's not a game at all. The election is tomorrow. How are you feeling about it? Confident? Nervous? Have you texted five friends to make sure they know to vote? 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports. They're the competitors you prefer best, their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. Maybe hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. He's the first former U.S. president to be indicted, and Donald Trump is now in New York City, where he's scheduled to turn himself in tomorrow. CBS's Robert Costa with the latest.
Ahead of a possible trial, Trump has now added a new lawyer to his ranks, Todd Blanche, a veteran criminal defense lawyer who once represented former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and a Rudy Giuliani associate.
CBS News has learned that the entire NYPD is on standby. In Nashville, Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee joined lawmakers to announce some of the next measures that he'll be pushing in the wake of last week's deadly mass shooting at the Covenant School.
We will increase funding for mental health resources, double the amount of funding that we have for our school-based mental health liaisons so that we not only have one in every county, but that we have multiple in many counties.
This comes on the same day students walked out of classrooms to rally at the Capitol building for tougher gun legislation. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even worse.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories that I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Feeling about tomorrow. We've been talking about it for months, and the day is almost here. Our big election day, all eyes on Wisconsin.
Pretty much.
How are you feeling? 844-967-2789. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, and she is Jane Madnair. And go ahead.
Yeah, we have a text from the 262 checking in. The political landscape has changed so much in the last 10 years. I'm more nervous about a school board race than I am about the Supreme Court race. Maybe I see that Judge Janet having a little more breathing room statewide than local candidates, but it's good that every race is getting attention. Every race matters. Every vote matters. That is absolutely true.
That is absolutely true. And I mean, I'm almost... not hesitant, because I should share it, but I guess Todd Alba, colleague, friend of the Todd Alba show that comes on at from 8 to 11 on half of the civic media stations, but he started his show looking at early voting numbers.
Yeah.
So he said the early voting numbers from Saturday, and I don't have these in front of me, but I just asked him, I was like, I heard you were talking about, were you talking about polling or what were you talking about at the beginning of your show? And he said it was the early voting numbers from Saturday. Okay. So I don't know if it was a snapshot of just Saturday or everything up until Saturday or what exactly the numbers entail. But he said compared to the same point in time from the primary. And now remember, during the primary for this race, Janet Protasiewicz swept.
Yeah, she was far and away
dominant in the primary. But, you know, most, I think, political pundits were saying, don't read too much into that. It's a long, you know, we got to get to the next one.
Right.
So I guess key GOP counties are leading key Democratic counties.
In early voting
compared to the primary, which is not great news.
No.
And it puts the onus on voters in Dane County and Milwaukee to show up in, despite the fact that, welcome to Wisconsin, yeah, we have major storms in the forecast for tomorrow in Milwaukee and Dane County. And do you have any details on, I mean, I've just seen that it's supposed to be severe weather, but have you seen anything more as far as what kind of weather we're supposed to expect tomorrow?
Rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. This is from NOAA. 80% chance of precipitation. Rain, possibly a thunderstorm before 7 p.m., then showers and a thunderstorm after 7 p.m. Okay.
Okay.
90% chance, new rainfall between a quarter and half an inch. So it's not going to be great.
But it's not going to necessarily be,
I don't think it's,
on Friday where 9 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin, right?
At least from what I'm looking at this forecast, I wouldn't think so. Because they're not, there's no warnings, there's no watches at this point, anyway.
At this point. But this is why we said to vote early, because you never know what the weather's going to be like
in Wisconsin. It's true.
Even on April 4th, because it's still touchy.
Yep.
But certainly also the same thing in November. Like, well, it could snow. It could be 70 degrees for all we know. But speaking of bad weather, and I guess maybe classless, potentially, to take it back to the original top of the hour topic. But so Friday, we had weather. I mean, it was actually terrifying for a lot of different spots. There were 69 tornadoes touched down across 8 states on Saturday, leaving at least 32 people dead.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And in Illinois, a roof collapsed at a theater where people were attending a heavy metal concert, and one person died. And so the weather on Friday and Saturday was very serious.
Yes, it was.
And some Republicans decided to take advantage of that to send out a political message, which, you know, does anything surprise us anymore at this point when it comes to politics and messaging? But as Southern Wisconsin braced for a tornado on Friday afternoon, conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly and the Republican Party of Wisconsin issued its own emergency alert warning, warning voters not to elect liberal Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz on Tuesday. So this was a text message. It was not something that aired
on
TV,
right,
like a
or radio stations.
But it looked like, remember when the rainbow colors would come across your TV and there would be the
yes
sound? It looked like that, except it was a video that was texted out. So the text message included a video that used alert tones and a scratchy radio voice found on official emergency alerts aired on television and radio. And the screen read, emergency alert system and Wisconsin voter alert, on the backdrop of a differently colored bars that sometimes appears on screen when TV programming is interrupted. After 3 beeps, a voice says, this is a state of Wisconsin voter alert. Attention, citizens. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I did not receive this message. Did you get this text message?
I also did not get this message.
But voters received the text message with the video around 2 p.m. on Friday, as areas of southern Wisconsin were placed under tornado watches. The video would likely violate federal law if broadcasted on television, but since it was a text message, not the case. What was less clear late Friday is whether it's allowed to be transmitted via text message. And so I don't know if they're going to get in trouble for that. But because according to FCC rules, people and groups are barred from using emergency alert system codes or signals in advertisements, promotional announcements, or other programming.
Yeah, they take that very seriously.
And so I guess we'll see. I mean,
again, they didn't air it on airwaves.
No.
Either on radio or on TV airwaves, which is what the FCC oversees. So whether or not, I don't know how this can be in violation. It's just classless.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Jefferson said Democrats need to stop, need to stop insulting the voters' intelligence. Democrats should knock off the fake outrage and stop trying to stifle free speech. It's not going to paper over Janet Protasiewicz's abysmal soft on crime record. And
but he's missing the point. He's completely missing the point. It has nothing to do with the message. It has to do with using that tone at the beginning to get people's attention.
Yes.
That's the potential violation. It's not about the message.
The message.
Say whatever you want.
And a spokesman for Kelly did not immediately respond to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for comment. But, you know, again, I think we kind of had to cut off when we talked last week to Scott Ross and Bill McCaution. Unfortunately, you know, Bill, I think, was starting because I had asked them at the end of the conversation, you know, is this with how ugly it's gotten, with how much money we're spending, with how partisan it is this still the right way to get our justices, electing them versus appointing them. And Scott Ross had said, I am always in favor of people electing the people who are in power. And Bill McCaution ran out of time, but he had started to say, I think he's changing his mind. And he had started to say that, like, what he thought was so offensive was that in some of the ads, the Janet Protasiewicz anti-Kelly ads, they had called him corrupt. And I was like, really? That's what's bothering you the most? So these ads, not like all the violent rhetoric or the fact that WMC ran an ad misrepresenting a victim's case, and it sounds like not even necessarily getting her consent to use that case in their ad?
They told her that they were going to use it whether or not she participated.
Which, how is that legal? I mean, I guess to a certain extent, when you think about Netflix doing an entire series on, like, one of their top performing series of all last year on Jeffrey Dahmer and not talking to any of the victims' families for that, like, it's like once things are public record, are they just free game?
I think so. I do. But as you said, the facts of that case were grossly misstated. And then WMC ended up pulling it. Didn't they pull it over the weekend?
They did pull it. They pulled it over the weekend.
Because the victim, again, was speaking out saying that's not what happened.
Which is good. But I think that's the thing. It's like the... We talked a little bit last week as far as being held hostage by our politicians when it comes to no movement on gun control, despite the overwhelming support for different measures, whether it's universal background checks or red flag laws, and that each time there's a mass shooting, it just feels like there's nothing to be done about it. And to a certain extent, I've kind of, and it's not, it doesn't feel as high stakes as obviously people dying from at the levels they're dying from gunfire. But it's like with the living in this a swing state like here and being under just what the advertising laws are for campaigns and stuff, and just like everyone hates them. They're sometimes grossly misrepresentative. I made my video last week for Journal Sentinel, which is coming out this week, as far as just the absolutely no warning of how graphic and violent some of these ads are depicting different
attacks
and violent cases. And you could just be like listening or watching very PG family friendly content, right? Watching the Packers game, watching Family Feud, like, you know, listening to the radio, and then all of a sudden have an ad with no warning pop up in front of your kids that is borderline disturbing, right? And like, there's nothing we can do about it as voters. We can't just like not, you know, we can't say not don't vote, but you just have to be subjected to these ads that are misleading, that are, you know, potentially not ethical. And that's just the way, if you're going to live in a swing state, we just have to suck it up and deal with it. And there's nothing we can do about it.
That's really interesting, though. It is. When you think about some of the violent imagery.
Oh.
And that's in some of those ads. And we are, from what I understand, we're all concerned about protecting our children.
Well, and that's how I end the video. It's like, all right, so if we're at the point where we're banning books, because it does play in front of your children, right? If anyone who's listening to any of the radio stations, I don't think I have heard less violent ones or graphic ones on across civic media, but certainly I've heard them on other radio stations. I've certainly heard them between last fall and this time around, as far as like stories around sex offenders, stories around assault, stories around child predators and stuff. And we are in this point right now where books are being banned from libraries and Rainbow Land can't be sang for first graders, but totally fine because that's just politics. So whatever's on the airwaves in these commercials,
it's fine.
Ahead.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go ahead. But to go back to the question at hand, how are you feeling about tomorrow? Jane, how are you feeling about tomorrow?
You know me, I'm so optimistic. I never assume anything. So I'm on edge. I'm edgy. Mm-hmm. This is a really, really important election. And I know that I've harped on this over the past couple of months, but I really don't want permitless concealed carry in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And what happens tomorrow is going to be a big part of whether or not that moves forward in Wisconsin. And I just think that the vast majority of Wisconsinites do not want anybody to be able to go and get a gun with no training and be able to carry it around loaded, unlicensed or unregistered. I think that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
It is.
It is terrifying. And so I think I'm also nervous because I don't want to assume anything.
Right.
And I don't trust... Like, we've all lived in our echo chambers as far as who's talking about what. And I would say, you know, what I hear and what I see is certainly a very dominant conversation for and pro Janet Protasiewicz. But then when I hear Bill McCosken on the show Friday say he's never seen the conservative base this riled up, which I kind of call BS on a little bit. And maybe he has to say stuff like that because he is.
Isn't that his job?
It's kind of his job. But maybe he's right, right? It's like, I'm not tuned into that side of the aisle and what the conversations are. And so, how are you feeling? 844-967-2789. More importantly, if you've already voted or you know you're going to vote tomorrow, what else could you do to feel like you're in an action so you're not just sitting there nervous? We'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 39, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we have an election tomorrow. Have you heard?
I have heard.
But some people maybe have not heard. And so I don't know. You know, anything is possible. Because people live their lives. People are busy. Not everyone lives and breathes politics, let alone Wisconsin politics. And so this is your reminder that even though you've been talking about this,
and you know about it,
and you know about it, and you've been sharing it to social media, maybe take the extra step and text your friends and your family and just say, hey, do you have a plan to vote tomorrow? And I'm very excited because my 18-year-old cousin, who is a senior in high school.
Oh, we've talked to him.
Nope.
Oh, I'm thinking of college.
That's in college. My senior high school. I texted him yesterday, or maybe Saturday, Sunday. I said, are you going to vote? And he wrote back saying he was. So this will be his first election.
Awesome.
To vote in. And then I had a different cousin who's in her 20s who texted me this morning and said, how do you register to vote? Which, you know what? Better late than never.
Hey.
And so I sent her the links to say, you're going to have to register in person at your polling place on Tuesday. And I sent her a link of what information she can bring for a proof of residence and her ID. But I said, and then here's the link to your polling place. And so, reminder that, you know, even when you have a radio show.
This is a great story.
Even when you have a radio show. And you spend a lot of your, almost most of your content from social media for the last 2, maybe even 3 months has been talking about the election and how important it is. Sometimes the message is not received by even your closest loved ones. And I'm not going to out him by name or by relation, but I texted a family member over the weekend. Who, you know, this is a person who's referred to me as his best friend in life.
So you're tight.
We're tight.
Yeah.
And I said, because he's registered to vote in Wisconsin. He votes in Wisconsin. And I said, are you going to vote Tuesday? And pretty quickly, he wrote back, vote on what?
Oh, jeez. Did your head just explode at that moment?
It exploded just a little bit. And I said, I literally wrote verbatim, Jesus, do you not listen or watch anything I do with my job?
Ever?
and he wrote back, not this week, been super busy. And I wrote back, I've been talking about this for 2 months, buddy. And then he proceeded to ask, who should I vote for? He is going to vote on Tuesday. But it is a reminder. I'm mostly teasing him. But it's a reminder that for those of us who are so ingrained and obsessed and worried about this election, that not everyone lives like us.
Most people don't.
And granted, you know, the amount of money spent on these ads. So it's hard to think that people just don't realize. But if you don't watch that much TV, that has less, that many ads on it, if you only listen to podcasts and not the radio, if you pay for YouTube Premium so you don't get ads on your YouTube videos, like there is...
You can avoid them.
...an existence that you can live in Wisconsin and kind of avoid how much narratives and ads and everything that's been going on to try to influence you to vote. And so this is my plea for everyone who is feeling nervous about tomorrow. Spend some time texting your friends and your family members, reminding them to vote. And it can be as simple as, hey, do you have a plan to vote on Tuesday? And they may come back, say, yep. And they may just brush you off. They may not respond at all. Or they may come back with questions saying, vote for what?
Right. What's on the ballot?
Why should I vote? Mm-hmm. How do I vote? And luckily, in Wisconsin, we do have same-day registration. So you can show up to your polling place tomorrow with a proof of residence, with your ID, and register and still vote. And so it is worth the time, instead of just feeling like you're twiddling your thumbs and knots are growing in your stomach, worried about tomorrow. If you want to go a step further, I'm sure there's still groups that are going door to door and canvassing and talking to people to make sure that they do vote tomorrow. But just there is things more that you can do besides share stuff to social media. And I am also talking to myself as someone who that is the main form of between the radio show and social media, how I get my messages out. But sometimes even my family members don't see it.
That's so funny.
And so that is my lesson for today, as far as don't make assumptions, because we know what they say about when you assume.
Exactly. So, it makes out of both of us.
Yes. But we would love to hear from you throughout the show as far as if you voted, any good stories as far as you helping other people vote. Like I've said, some of my favorite, whether it's from family members, friends, or people online who see my videos, like when I have someone tell me, you inspired me to vote, you reminded me to vote. Like if you have stories like that, if you in the day of before the election, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it tomorrow, just kind of how you're feeling, nervous, confident, predictions. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. But when we come back, I'm so excited for this conversation.
Too.
I think it's going to fly by and we're not going to even touch on all the things I want to talk about.
We'll have to have him back again.
But we're going to be talking to author Jeff Charlotte, who his new book is called The Undertow, Scenes from a Slow Civil War. But he has been writing about religion and the conservative movement for over two decades. And if you heard of The Family, which was a book in 2008, but then it also got made into a Netflix series.
Absolutely worth watching.
Which is, yes, certainly worth watching and eye-opening.
Yes.
This book has been called An Unmatched Guide to the Religious Dimensions of American Politics. And he spent a fair amount of time in Wisconsin. And so I'm so excited to talk to him because I think the big question I want to get to is how do those of us who do not live on the fringe of the right deal with this? Do we ignore it? Do you engage with it? Do you moderate, you know, play the middle in the conversation that has been happening since the 60 Minutes interview of Marjorie Taylor Greene last night? And there's a lot of people saying, why would you give her a platform? Why would you not have a harder interview? And I think this is a constant question for people in the media right now of, in the attempt to bring some of those people back, how do you do that? I'm excited to see what Jeff has to say. We got to take a break, but stick around. That's going to be a great conversation. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.